whatever you are seeing within this material world, that is combination of this material and spiritual energy. Without spiritual energy, the material energy has no power. Therefore, the spiritual energy is superior. But both of them have been controlled by Krishna. Although there is nothing in this material world which is beyond these two energies, material and spiritual. Anything you take, a big machine, just like we have got experience the airplane, 747, big, it is a small village, not small, a big, big village, 500 passengers are carried with their luggage, a huge aeroplane, this is latest. Now, what is this big machinery? It is combination of these two energies. The pilot is the spiritual energy. And the machine, the plane, is material energy. Everyone can understand. It is very simple. Anything. Unless there are these two energies, there is no existence of anything. Anything you say. Just like the electric fan. Electric fan is made of matter, that is material energy. But unless I touch the button or I push the plug into electricity, it will not work. So combination of two energies, material and spiritual. Anything, that the Krishna says, it has done in sarvan, not exception, everything. That is the combination of two energies, material and spiritual. And aham Krishna saw. But these two energies are generated by me. Therefore, I am the source of everything. As in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, to find out the original source of everything. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. That original source is here, Krishna. Krishna says, aham. Aham Krishnasya Jagata, of the whole universe, whole cosmic manifestation. Prabhava means generation. Same thing, just like the electric light. I push the button, switch on, switch off. As soon as switch off, everything is done. And as soon as switch on, it is light. Similarly, Krishna says, Jagata Prabhava Pralaya, Prabhava on. The creation goes on, and as soon as he wants, the creation is off, immediate. That is the Siddhi Siddhi Pralaya Sadhana Sakti. Everything is there. Parasa Sakti Vibhudai Vasyate. He is the source of the switch on and switch off. Deshkaika Nishvashita Kala Mathavalamba Jeevanti Loma Vilaja Jagadanna Natha. That Nishvashita Kala Matavalamba. That is the switch on and switch off. Inhaling and exhaling. Mahavishnu. By his exhaling, whole universe is coming out into existence. And by his inhaling, it is all entering within his body. Mamika, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything enters into the body of the Mahavishnu during the Prahlad. Again it comes. Bhutta Bhutta Praliyate. This world, this material world, in this way, as you have got experience, this body is manifested at a certain death, and it will be annihilated at a certain death. So similarly, the huge cosmic manifestation that is created at a certain death, and it will be annihilated at a certain death. Jagata Prabhava Prarayastha. So, Krishna is the original source of Prabhava Prarayastha. But Krishna is not under this Prabhava and Prarayastha. This should be understood. Ahameva Asam Agre. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Krishna is not within this creation. From him is created, and he existed before the creation. Because if we say Krishna is the source of creation, if we understand that, then he is beyond creation. But his body is not of this created energy. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sambhavami Atmanah. That is spiritual. Krishna is spiritual. Krishna is not subjected to this creation and annihilation. Therefore, Krishna says, Janma Karma Me Dibbam. Dibbam means, that is transcendental. Jo Janati Tattva. Tattva means, because he, Krishna is the creator and annihilator, that to understand Krishna, that he is not subjected to this material creation and annihilation. This is Tattva. Janma Karma Me Dibbam. We are born and we die. That is under this principle, prabhava pralayastata. But Krishna is not like that. Therefore, Krishna says, avajananti manamura manasi tomasut. Because he comes as a human being for the benefit of the human society. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata tadat manam sidam. He comes because he is interested. We are living in Vedic, we are Krishna's part and parcel. So, he is very much interested with our sufferings. Dukkhalama sasatam. We are rotting in this material world. Although we are itana, nitya nityana, Krishna is the supreme nitya. And we are pura brahma, nityana. We are also, because part and parcel of Krishna. So, nitya, our nature is nitya. Nitya sāsatayam, na hannate hannamānesari. This is our nature. We should understand this. We are not subjected to birth and death. Why we are subjected to birth and death? This question was raised by Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ki ami kano more jape tapasya. I am not subjected, I do not want all this miserable condition of life. But why I am forced to accept it? This is the question of life. Athāda Brahma Jigna. But people are not interested. That is not very good civilization. They do not inquire the prime necessities of life. They do not inquire, why shall I die? If I am nitya, if I am eternal, Sāsata, Purāna, the only. Nahannate, Hannamāne, Sarire. If I do not die, if I am not annihilated after the death, after annihilation of this body, then why my body is annihilated? Why I am subjected to birth, death? This is the problem. Janma Mithu Jarabhyati Dukkha Dushanu Jarsana. But we are not inquisitive. This is our foolishness. Mūrā. They do not know what is the problem of life. They are fighting in politics. Politics created problems. There is everything, one party is thinking that if I am the government, I shall make everything all right. But nobody knows the real problem. So they are fighting all over the world. When I was Rome recently, there was a fighting between the fascists and the communists. And immediately, 6 persons died by fighting. This is going on in ignorance. Mūrā. They do not know what is the problem of life, and unnecessarily they are creating temporary problems and fighting on that. They do not know what is Krishna. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the supermost enlightening movement to the human society. Super. They are putting actually what is this problem and solution of the problem. Solution of the problem means real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So, solution of problem means that if you don't get this material body, then this is the solution. So long, that is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nūnam pramatta kurute vikarma. जब इंद्रिय प्रिय आपनोति न साधु मन में जो आत्मन अखंड पी क्लेश दास देह इस देह देह नथा देही इस देह क्लेश इट इज ऑल एट बिगर दैट इज वी नो वी एक्सपीरियंस इट इज क्लेश विच गिव्स क्लेश मिजरेबल कार्निस But we are careless on this point. We are fighting on a superficial problem, created problem. There is no problem. Yes, Purnamidam, Purnamidam, Purnamadam, Purnat, Purnamudachyate. Everything is complete there. There is no cause. Just like the birth, death, there are no problem. But the problem of birth, death is there. Otherwise, there is no problem in the beast society, bird society, animal society, aquatic society, that will be. The problem is birth state. That is even in the what is called Brahma Loka. Brahma will also die. So that is real problem. The human society should consider, that is human society, that they must try to solve the problems of birth and death. And that is very easy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, very easy. Janma karma meti bam jujanati tat. You try to understand Krishna. This is the land of Krishna. You foreigners, you have come here. Just take shelter of Krishna and try to understand Krishna. Then you all problems. Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Here is the another explanation. Etat Yonini Bhutani Sarvani Iti Upadhar Aham Krishna Sarvasva Jagata. But Mura Abhijananti, he is a person, how he can be the source of everything. But he does not know what kind of person he is. Param Bhama Majanati. The rascals, they do not know what is Krishna. But try to understand Krishna. Then all problems will be solved, both material and spiritual. See, Krishna is so kind. Jada jada idna jnani bhavati bhar. Tadatmanam seva. Krishna descended. Krishna came here in this Vrindavan land. He explained himself in the Bhakti Kurukshetra and also here also, everywhere. He is explaining. He's practically demonstrating this Vrindavan Leela. So try to understand Krishna and your problem will be solved. Because he is the origin of everything. Aham Krishna sa jagata prabhava pralaya. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is simply to understand Krishna. And that will be very easy as it is introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Kirtana Dana, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Very easy. Param Vijayate simply like chanting. Hare Krishna Maha. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam. Kalo Unasri, 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 Uda Jilam. Kirtanadeva Krishna Mukta Sangha Param Vade. Simply like chanting. This is the special advantage of this age, calling it. It is very bad age. It is very bad. People are suffering. Dubbikha karopirita. One side there is scarcity of food, and one side there is heavy taxation by the government. These are stated in this Madhava. Dubbikha karopirita. Achinna daradravina gachanti girikan. In this age, will be so much disturbed more and more by durbikha, anavisti, there will be scarcity of rain and there will be no food production and on the other side, government will present every 6 months a big budget, big game cap. This is the position. Durbikha karopirita, anavisti durbikha karopirita. Achinna dar davina bhakshanti gita. People will be mad. It is so much. But that is our karma phala. Karma phala. Because we do not fear Krishna. We do not hear Krishna. Krishna is the name, solution of all the problems. But we do not hear Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is the source of solution, is the means of solution of all problems. So, if you simply try to understand, here is Krishna explained, Aham Krishna Jagata Pralaya Prabhavastata. The next verse will be explained that if you think that that's the Maharaji, they think that Krishna has taken me for, ultimately, the absolute truth is impersonal, that is formless. But Krishna denies it. Krishna says, Mattap Paratam Nanyo, Kinti Jastidhanu. If you think that above Krishna there is impersonal Brahma, that is wrong. Krishna says, Mattap Paratam. There is no more superior truth, that means. That means the personality of God is the ultimate truth. That is understood by Arjuna. That nobody can understand your personality. That is Mura. Abhastam Bhaktimapannam Mannate Mam Abuddhaya. The Abuddhaya, less intelligent class of man, they think that I was Abhaktam impersonal. Now I assume the form. No. He is originally the form. Krishna. Vibhut Murali Bhar, Krishna. The friend of the gopis and the cowherd boss and the son of Nanda Maharaj, son of Madhav Yashoda. He is the first. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavaniti Shabda. The absolute truth. They are understood from three angles of it. Brahmaiti, Paramatmaiti, Bhagavani. Bhagavan is the ultimate. Therefore Krishna says, Bhattav Paradharam Nanna, Kinti Jasti Bhavani. Therefore take to Krishna, Shavasandha, and worship him, your all problems will be solved. Thank you very much.